Have you ever wondered why sometimes you feel so deep in the pit of despair when you're walking through hard times as an introverted Christian woman or as a highly sensitive person? Well, the truth is that one of the gifts that we get as introverted women, as highly sensitive women, is that we feel things deeply. We feel things so deep. It's where our gift of empathy comes from. It's how we're able to really excel in relationships and make connections to other people. But sometimes, especially when we're walking through hard times, that tendency to feel so deeply can really almost backfire on us. And so today, I just want to give you some encouragement about how you can cope and deal with life as somebody that feels things really, really deeply so that you don't have to stay so deep in the pits just because life is hard for you. Welcome to Hope for the Weary Christian Woman. I'm so glad you're here. Have you struggled with feelings of anxiety, panic, fear, and despair because life is just too hard? Are you tired of feeling like you're desperately trying to claw your way out of a pit of hopelessness? Do you want a relationship with God that is deep, real, and intimate? Something to give you the hope that you need to keep trusting God? Well, take a deep breath. I got you. If you're struggling to trust God because life is so stinking hard, if you feel like there's no hope, no way out, and no point in even praying about it anymore, if you are weary from the struggle and trying to do all the things and just want something to go right in your life, or at least for it not to get worse, this is the podcast for you. I want you to know that as long as God is on the throne, it's not time to throw in the towel. There is hope and rest for your weary heart, even when everything in your life is going wrong. How do I know that? Because I found it. Hey there, I'm LaToya Edwards, and I'm no stranger to hard times. But after walking through decades of hard times, I was so weary in my soul, and I felt like I was trapped in a pit of despair. I was frustrated, angry, and hopeless, and I was tired of waiting on God. I was overwhelmed, burnt out, and spiritually exhausted. Turns out, that's exactly where I needed to be to hear from God. During a season of forced rest, I learned more about my identity in Christ and how I was created to connect with Him. And then I was able to start my journey that led from a soul full of despair to being able to say, "It is well with my soul." And I even learned how to enjoy life and dream again despite the difficult circumstances of my life. And guess what? You can too. You can find the strength you need to keep going even when things continue to get worse. The peace you need in your mind to stop being overwhelmed with negative thoughts and emotions. You don't have to stay weary. If that sounds like something you need, you're in the right place. I can't wait to help you find renewed faith, a peace-filled mind, and restored hope. Let's get to work. So I was pretty open last year about sharing some of my mental health struggles as I found myself just really in a dark place. And what I have learned over the past year of just, reading and taking care of myself and getting some help, I got some therapy. We did some meds for a while. I just really learned a lot about myself that helped explain why I felt so bad for so long. And I've learned some ways to just really cope with that and to go through that so that I can really take care of myself and still show up for my people. And so I wanted to share some of that today. So I'm not a mental health professional, right? So I am just sharing my experience with you and take what works for you. Do your own research, do some reading. And just, I hope that it's encouraging for you overall. So really quick, right? As an introverted person, right? You have this gift. We all have this gift. I really collect this gift of connection. We like to connect really, really deep with people. We're really good one-on-one, right? We're not good with large groups. We don't like small talk, but give us a one-on-one conversation and the time to really go deep, get below the surface, really go deep with other people, and we shine and we excel. If you add on being a highly sensitive person to that, you also have the added benefit, struggle, however you view it, that you also have a strong gift of empathy, right? So because you like to go deep, because you feel things deeply, you have this fantastic gift of empathy. And so you feel for people. You can really feel what they feel, and it enables you to just be an encouragement and support for other people. But when it comes to your own stuff, as I have found last year, it can really send us spiraling down into a pit that seems to be so deep that you can't get out of it. And this is exactly where I found myself last year, right? I was like, oh my goodness, like I am in the pit. I'm so down that I can't even, like I didn't even have the energy or the strength to look up to see how far down I was. I just knew that I felt down and that nothing that I was doing was helping me to get out of this pit of despair that I felt like I was in. And so there's a lot of reasons that this happens. You know, I've talked about kind of that, you know, wanting to be connected and wanting to go deep and feeling things deep. But there's also like some brain chemistry that goes on in the brains of introverts and highly sensitive people. And I do not have enough education to explain it to you, but there's something in our brains that really does that highs and lows, and more so lows than highs, right? So I have explained this to people before as like I am either like numb and flat or way, way down deep in the pits. Like I don't actually have highs, just not my personality. And I have learned that it's kind of common for introverts and highly sensitive people. And so what this can look like if you are walking through something hard and you're at the point where you're like, I'm so deep in the pit, I'm so deep in despair. What this can look like a lot of times is like irritability, right? Everybody is getting on your very last nerve. Okay. Even your favorite person, like you look at your kids and they're annoying and your spouse may be annoying and your girlfriend's annoying, like everything is making you really, really irritable. You might be more aggressive than usual. And I'm not talking about like being a violent and abusive towards people, but you just might be more aggressive. You might find yourself losing your temper more often. You know, that fuse is a lot shorter than it usually is. You know, I found myself last year at the point where like I had to keep restraining myself from screaming at my preschooler, like for being a preschooler, right? Like he was not doing anything that would have warranted me screaming at him because he's a child. But I just really like felt like I was holding in screams all the time at the people around me. You might find yourself doing risky or destructive behavior, right? Maybe you're drinking too much or shopping too much or eating too much or, you know, all of these things that we might lean into to try to numb the pain and the kind of the deep in the pits emotions that you're having, like we might see that. Another thing that happens is something called hypervigilance. And I'm guilty of this, okay? It's basically like you are super alert all the time looking for all of the bad things that might happen, right? You're super aware, like you can't ever relax because you're just on the lookout for like, what's the next shoe that's going to drop? What's the next bad thing that's going to happen? You know, what's the next bad news that I'm going to receive? Okay. And so being in this heightened stress, you know, state is not good for you. I have this issue where I am, when I'm really, really kind of down, I get startled really easily. And again, there's some science behind that, but just being really sensitive to sound anyway, I am even more sensitive when I'm super stressed. And so I will startle easily. Like my poor son, he will like walk around the corner and I basically jump out of my skin and he's like, Mom, like, didn't you just see me coming down the hallway? And I'm like, no, son, I didn't. You might struggle with concentrating. You might struggle with sleeping, like all of these things that are going on because basically you're just overwhelmed, right? Your mind, your brain, your body, it's just overwhelmed with all of the hard stuff that you've been dealing with. And so what this can look like from the outside, right? Especially for me, it looks like withdrawal, right? People will be like, oh, like you're pulling away from people. You're hiding, like you come out. And the truth is that, yes, I am hiding, but like I'm not hiding to avoid people. It's my way of trying to avoid the overstimulation because I just can't handle one more thing. Okay. So what do you do? What do we do? What do we do as introverted women? What do we do as highly sensitive people? What do we do when we're going through hard times and we just can't do anything else anymore because everything is so hard? Well, we can do a couple of things. Okay. And I'm going to tell you right up front, none of these things are quick fixes. They're not cures. They're just things that you can do kind of in survival mode until you get to a place where you can kind of function, you know, what you're used to functioning as. Okay. So the first thing that I want you to do is to just know what your triggers are. I talk about this a lot when I talk about being a highly sensitive person or being an introvert. Know what your triggers are. What are the things that you already know have the tendency to send you spiraling down? What are they? You know what they are. Take a minute and think, like, what are those things? Is it health problems? Is it financial problems? Is it relational problems? Like, what are those things? And then I want you to pay attention to your body and your mind. Like, what does it feel like when you're triggered? What does it feel like in your body? Like, do you get, you know, tense? Is it hard to breathe? Does your stomach hurt? Does your head hurt? What is going on? And the reason that you want all of this information is so that you can recognize the spiral before it gets too deep and too bad. Because I have found if I can catch myself at the beginning of the spiral, I don't spiral down as far as I otherwise would. So the second thing is try to not get overstimulated or stressed, right? And this goes back to that withdrawal hiding thing that I talked about a moment ago. It is okay, right, to retreat to your safe place so that you can take care of yourself, so that you can avoid being overstimulated, so that you can avoid adding extra stress. It is okay. You might have to do one of two things for the people around you. Either explain it to them best you can, and probably not at the point where you're spiraling, like try to educate them beforehand, or be okay with the fact that they're not going to understand and they're going to probably drive you nuts trying to bring you out and pull you out and getting you to kind of engage, okay? Like, just make up your mind which one of those two you can handle at the moment. But it's okay to do that. It's okay to retreat, to try to eliminate extra stimulus, extra, you know, stress while you're, you know, trying to deal with the spiral that you're experiencing. Now, on the flip side of that, I do want to encourage you to spend time with your safe people, right? We should all have safe people in our lives, the people that know us, that love us, that support us, that we can go to when we're struggling, to ask for help, to ask for support, or just somebody that you can just be like, if I show up at your house and I just want to sit on your couch, can you just sit here with me and be quiet? Like, you need those people in your lives because we need the support. We need to know that we are cared for, that we're loved. You know, they can bring you a meal if you're too, you know, too down to cook. They can just really be there and kind of be like your lifeline while you are trying to cope and just get to a point where you can take care of yourself again. And then the other thing that I want to encourage you to do is to give yourself the space that you need to grieve and or process your emotions. I know that like these emotions, they're big, they're overwhelming, and they can be scary, but you don't do yourself a service by ignoring that fact, okay? Like if you are just devastated, be devastated. Just sit with it and allow yourself to feel the devastation and work through that. Because what I have found is that a lot of the, like, the spiral and the pit, we stay there because we're burdened by, like, the emotions and the feelings that we're having because we're not able to actually cope and deal with those things. And so as best you can, right, whatever you're feeling, if it's anger, if it's grief, if it's, you know, anxiety, if it's worry, whatever it is that you're feeling, feel it. Give yourself space to really just sit with it and feel it and process it and work through it. And this is a fantastic like space to ask for help, right? Maybe you have a friend that you can process things with. Maybe you have a coach that you can process things with. If you have a counselor or a therapist, this is like, they are, can be your go-to people to help you process these things, right? That's what they're trained for. It's what they're licensed in. It's kind of, you know, part of their support that they offer you. But don't be afraid to just sit with whatever you feel. Sit with the overwhelm, as hard as it may be. Sit with the overwhelm and process your way through it with support, with help, with encouragement, and just be kind and gentle to yourself. You're going to need a lot of rest. You're going to need a lot of breaks. You're going to need a lot of downtime because being overwhelmed takes a toll on like every aspect of your body. But you don't have to just be stuck in the pit and resign yourself to just be in the pit and be in the spiral forever. You can just cope with it. You can work your way through it and you can come out on the other side. So these are all things that I have done in the past year and a half that have really, really helped me. And I can tell you on the other side of the constant spirals, I don't spiral. Like I just don't spiral as much anymore. Like I have not had a moment where I spiraled, like where I was so down that I couldn't get out. And like probably since I got help last year, okay? I've been able to handle stresses and handle things that come a lot better by going through the things that I've shared with here, by knowing what my triggers are, by giving myself permission to like retreat to a safe place, having people that I know that are safe, that will take care of me, and just giving myself the time and the space to process what I need to process and asking for help when I need it, whatever that help is. If I need somebody to pick up kids or grocery shop or bring a meal or whatever it is, just getting that support and getting that help that I need has been so key to help me get to a better place with just, you know, all the feeling, all the things and thinking all the thoughts all the time. And I can actually live my life, right? I don't feel like I'm in the pit of despair every day, all day long. I can live life. I can, you know, when the things come that, you know, might send me a spiral, I can recognize that. I can address it. And I could move forward. So I hope that if you are in this place where you are just like, oh my goodness, everything is so awful, I can't handle one more thing, that you have found something that will encourage you in today's podcast. And again, I just want to encourage you, reach out to like your health professional or your mental health professional if you need it. It's such an important like tool and support that's available. Reach out and ask for help because it can really make a difference. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's episode. I pray it inspires you to draw closer to God. If so, would you stop and share this episode with someone that you know that's feeling weary right now? It would also be a huge blessing to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review in your podcast player. This will help women just like you find the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, sometimes life just plain sucks, but God is always there with you. Rest in that truth and find hope for your weary soul.